item on the regular agenda, please, item number 811.
Appoint Eric Briesman and Bill Bailey to the Building Code Board of Appeal for terms to expire August 27, 2022.
Colleagues, today I'm requesting council confirmation to appoint two new members to the Building Code Board of Appeal, Bill Bailey and Eric Briesman. It's a privilege to recommend such highly qualified members in our community to provide guidance on the building code appeals to the Bureau of Development Services. Bill Bailey is the owner of an architectural firm. Over the span of his 35-year career, he's been passionate about using the building code as a design tool and one that can provide creative solutions for design problems in our community. Understanding that code is the minimum to provide fire and life safety for building construction. Eric Briesman is a practicing architect with 40 years of combined educational and professional experience. In his current position, he reviews projects for code compliance and assists project teams in developing acceptable alternate code strategies. We have Terry Whitehill of BDS here to answer any questions.
Would either of the appointees like to say anything?
Good morning. I'm Bill Bailey. I want to appreciate this opportunity to serve. While I have served in other roles and other committees and those kind of things, this is an opportunity to serve in, for what some people may see as a narrow band that I actually am very passionate about. We're talking about how to make rules, in this case building code rules, work for people and work for design and community. So I'm excited about this opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually would like to echo Bill's thoughts on that. Our firm works all up and down the West Coast with many, many different jurisdictions, and the process that Portland has is very unique in that it provides a system for architects when they have alternate solutions they'd like to propose, and they're reviewed and decisions made very quickly. In other jurisdictions, many times that can take 3 to 6 months to get decisions like that. And as a practicing architect, we need to get those decisions quickly. So I really commend the city for implementing and maintaining the system.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. This is just a quick question for staff. I applaud the background and experience of the gentleman that we're going to appoint today, but I can't help but notice that you're all white men over a certain age. And so I'm just kind of curious as to what process is in place to bring women and people of color into the fold so that when we appoint the folks that we're appointing actually look like the community that we're working in.
So there's already three members on the committee. Two of them are women right now, one male. The finding the minority, I still have one position open, and that's why I keep one open trying to find those. It is difficult in this community because it's a very specialized type work, and there's it's a pretty small percentage, so I have to do a lot of hunting to find. We've had them in the past. Right now I don't have, but I'm still looking.
I bet our Bureau of Purchasing could help you identify architects and other expertise in communities of color, because they're also really focused on reaching out and making sure that we're diversifying our committees. And any help that I can give, I'm certainly happy to help with that. But it's really important that we, not just have one seat that's a minority seat, that B, it actually reflects the community of the workers that we're trying to provide advice to. So thank you.
Commissioner Fish.
I just want to applaud both of you for your opening statements. A number of years ago, one of our distinguished arts organizations, Northwest Dance Project, found a building on the east side that was a perfect location for their new headquarters, where they would also do rehearsal space. And they ran into a roadblock at the Bureau of Development Services, which interpreted the code a particular way. They had the benefit of having a creative team that they worked with, including a lawyer that knew the code. They went to the Building Code Board of Appeals, and to your point, they fashioned a common sense remedy where they analogized the space to a different part of the code, figured out a workaround, and allowed Northwest Dance Project to move into this new space. And so it is a unique thing that we have where members of the community help provide that oversight and do some problem solving. And I've seen firsthand where it has benefited arts organizations. So thank you for taking this on, and thank you for bringing some common sense and some community perspective to these decisions as we go forward. Appreciate both of you stepping up to serve.
Thank you.
Very good. Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you both for serving. This is a wonderful appointment because you actually get to make decisions. And so I really appreciate that you will be making them in the public interest. And when you find rules that need to be changed, I hope you will forward them to forward the advice to Mayor Wheeler to change the rules if there's consistently something that you're granting the appeals on. Commissioner Hardesty, I wanted to mention that since I was in charge of development services in 2013, I've been working with Mike Cleafield with that very same charge. So I assure you that he is doing his due diligence. What I found was that it often takes the commissioner in charge or another commissioner reaching out and explaining to somebody, why would you want to volunteer so much of your time on a city committee? And so I know that it's going to be really helpful having you on the council to help make those connections. I'm sure Mike will work with you on that.
Mayor, I move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aren't you going to let us speak on this?
It's a report. Please call the roll.
Hardesty.
Excuse me, sir. This is in violation of council rules. If you continue, you'll be asked to leave. Please call the roll.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Thank you for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Fritz?
Thanks so much for the expertise that you bring. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler.
Two outstanding individuals. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Great recruitment. I appreciate it. I vote aye. The report is approved and the appointments are confirmed. Thank you. Next up.